So fiddle me this. Is Devil Went Down to Georgia the greatest fiddle tune of all time? What's the difference between a fiddle and a violin? Why did Grandpa sound so different than the fiddle player on the radio? You might be surprised to find out. Come on in and listen as these Pacific Northwest fiddle players come here today to tell you their stories and share some of their music. This is Season 2 of Fiddle Me This. Well, we're back with another episode of Fiddle Me This, and I'm really excited about this one because I'm here with two people who I've met out here, and we're becoming friends. We've got Minnesota, Missouri, and Arkansas represented in the house. Kind of a mid-America kind of thing all the way to the north. Kate and Steph are with us today, and we're going to play some tunes. Tell me about that one.
Well, I don't know that. You know, I just kind of learn tunes based on what other people are playing. Yeah. You know, so that one we used to play with our old housemate Bronwyn.
Okay.
And then I, you know, sought out the Clyde version and learned that after Bronwyn left town. So actually, the one we're gonna do later, Lowry's Quadrille, I learned that one from her first too. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like doing that one now, or maybe later?
Yeah, we could do it now. Thank you.
now.
You always did flux in there, man. That's so cool. I still can't do that. And the way you come out of that second part too, it's so cool. Would you play that again slow?
Yeah. Let's see.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Super fun.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
We should talk about Vesta Johnson because Vesta is your Missouri girl, right?
Yeah.
You from there?
Yeah. I grew up in a suburb of St. Louis.
Okay. Go Cardinals.
Yeah. And for sure. My family's out here now too, but like I went and my sister invited me. She's like, you can come over to watch the Cardinals home opener. Said, yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll be here.
But I didn't meet Vesta until after I left Missouri. Like, mm-hmm. I really got into playing old-time music after moving to Portland. But my parents sent me a little newspaper clipping, like from the little community newspaper that was like, you know, Kirkwood resident named Missouri Cultural Heritage, you know,
blew your mind.
Person of the year, whatever.
How do
and I
not
was
know
like,
this?
There is a woman old time fiddle player in Kirkwood. Like, it's like next door to where I grew up. And so I just got really curious about her then. And it was funny because I was like going to be all formal about about reaching out to her. So I like looked up her address and I found like two different addresses, like conflicting addresses first. So I was like called my mom who was still in Missouri and was like, will you look up Vesta Johnson in the yellow pages and tell me what it lists as her address?
Yeah.
and but my mom just called her.
Called her up.
Called her up and was like, yeah, she says you can call her the next time you're in town and, you know, maybe come over and visit. And I was like, all right, well, thanks. Thanks, Mom.
That's fantastic.
calling my the person I want to be my new friend for me.
Yeah.
So, that's exactly what I did. And then, you know, I would go back to Missouri to visit family about once a year and would always call Vesta up to ask if we could come visit her. And then, so we did that a few times, and then she was out in Port Townsend.
Oh, cool.
At Fiddle Tunes. She was one of the guest faculty. I don't remember what year that was now. Maybe 2015?
15, yeah.
Okay, well.
And so I kind of wrote to Fiddle Tunes and said, hey, you know, I'd love to help support Vesta. Well, you know, she's there. And so I got to spend that week at Fiddle Tunes, kind of sharing a little house with her and her grandson, Steve Hall, and going to her fiddle workshops and stuff, which I was hardly playing fiddle at all yet then, but was just trying to soak up all I could. And yeah.
I understand that.
And I haven't counted up what I have in my recordings of her, kind of both the recording she's released, like on albums, but then also some of the just home get out the phone recordings. But
yeah.
But she said at one point she used to know more than 75 just waltzes.
Uh-huh.
Like waltzes alone.
If you listen to Fiddle Me This, you're a fan of old fiddle tunes and local lore. Well, here's a little local lore. Did you know Portland Music Company is a locally owned independent company? It's been serving local Portland musicians since 1927. From fiddles to banjos, guitars to saxophones, podcasting equipment, and digital keyboards, Portland Music Company has four convenient locations that have exactly what musicians need. Tell them I sent you for 10% off of strings on your next visit. That don't suck. I need strings right now. Somebody go buy me some strings and tell them I sent you.
Hey there, this is producer Liam. If you love Fiddle Me This and want to help Podland keep putting out great content like Fiddle Me This, become a patron today. You can find us at patreon.com/podlandproductions, or just go to the Podland website and click on the Become a Patron button. We thank you for all your support and look forward to entertaining you in the future. Become a Podland patron today.
Are you looking to be a better fiddle player? My buddy Vi is an awesome resource. It's a deep database of tunes, including sheet music, videos, play-along, slow, fast, even backup tracks to practice with. There are instructional videos for everything and even a community where you can ask the teachers all your fiddle questions. Perfect for taking your fiddling to the next level. Head over to mytalentforge.com. Use the code FiddleMeThis and you'll save some dough. You can find the link on our website, jdtrevick.com, podlin.productions. Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. Learn a new tune today. Hey friends, it's JT. Those of you that know me probably know that playing backup for fiddle music is one of my favorite things to do. But it's not the only thing I do. I write songs and have some tunes and whatnot. If you're on YouTube, search JT's Front Porch. I'll be releasing videos every week sharing some of my work. I'll have some guests, some of my friends will come over and we'll share some music with you, hopefully having some full bands. We're even going to do some live streams coming up. So check it out on YouTube, JT's Front Porch. Thanks for the support. That's a nice, pretty little melody there.
Yeah.
Do you know where she got it, come up with it maybe, or just heard it somewhere? And
that's a good question. I don't know.
I think it was at some point like a printed piece of music. I mean, I don't know if she learned it from the printed music, but
yeah.
I think there was a ship called the Orvetta, and it was
probably
had something to do with that.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I'm not sure.
Probably something could be Googled now, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear a little bit about what Minnesota's like growing up. Did you grow up there? Or?
Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota. I didn't play old time either until I got out here, though.
Uh-huh.
So, like, my experience has been shaped, my old time experience, fiddling experience,
by the community out here.
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. I think there's a terrific community out here that's trying to perpetuate, you know, all those different languages out here.
Yeah.
And it's such a special part of the world up here, I think, when it comes to fiddle music. So.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I actually have a number of friends back in Minnesota who play old time. One really interesting thing is I have a friend named Mike Sawyer back there, who I knew from high school, you know.
Oh, wow.
Like punk rock days back in Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, and he's really deep into the old time scene there, and he's been doing lots of work to dig up old Minnesota specific upper Midwest specific tunes, and actually started jams just specifically like upper Midwest fiddling, which is pretty cool. So there's all these like Norwegian tunes and Métis tunes that come back across the border from you know, Red River Valley and in Canada.
That's amazing.
So it's interesting. I mean, I haven't dug into that stuff at all,
right?
But it's interesting to me, and
yeah.
You know, maybe eventually I'll get there. But
right, yeah.
This one has kind of got a funny story, because apparently the Knope brothers up in Seattle got this out of a book of John Hartford.
Oh,
like
wow.
Songs that he wrote down, tunes that he wrote down but never recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got it out of one of his one of John Hartford's notebooks and played it. And then Sally Jablonski, I don't know if you know Sally.
No, but I've heard the name.
She's in Spokane.
Okay.
She she learned it from the Knoop brothers and kind of messed around with it. And then Josh Rabby, who's now in La Crosse, Wisconsin, he ran with it. And between Sally and Josh, they kind of popularized this version. Then the Knoots learned it back off them because they liked Sally's version better.
That's so cool.
But this has become like the Pacific Northwest square dance anthem, like the raging tune you play at the end of the square dance to get everybody hopped up and.
Lifted from the low ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just like it's probably my favorite. Keeps being my favorite dance tune.
Yeah, it's such a fun tune to play. Yeah,
watch a crowd dance too when you're calling.
I think so.
Let's see. What else was I going to do in this key?
Do you want to do I've Endured now?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one. Well, hey, this was a lot of fun. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, thank y'all for coming. This was a blast. Well, thanks, Steph and Kate, for coming by and sharing your music with us today. And thanks to our sponsors, Portland Music Company, yay. And Val Wickham's My Talent Forge, yay. And you, all of our wonderful listeners, thanks for tuning in, filming me this, and see you next time.
All right, y'all, here it is. It's time to announce what the giveaway is. We've mentioned it the last couple episodes, and it's time to announce. But first of all, get out your pens, mark this calendar, mark the date, mark your calendar. May 21st is World Fiddle Day. That's the day we're going to announce. We're going to do a live stream featuring the Fiddlin' Squatch. There's going to be some other guests. It's going to be live on the Facebook page, the Fiddle Me This Facebook page, and hopefully also on YouTube. But that's you're going to check your email, make sure you're on the email list. We'll announce all the details there. But the giveaway, that's where we're going to announce the giveaway. Here's what the giveaway is. You met our friend Vi Wickham last week on Fiddle Me This. He was our special guest. He has a resource called My Talent Forge, which is an awesome resource for learning fiddle music. He's got some dulcimer lessons and whatnot on there as well. It's just a great community where you can learn online at your own pace, and also communicate with the teachers and learn how to hold the bow and everything from basic lessons to more advanced stuff. And there's some legendary fiddle players on there who've offered some video lessons, which is just a gold mine, really. I've been on there learning tunes lately and recording some rhythm tracks as well. It's been a lot of fun. So it's a year-long subscription that Vi has given away, which is a value of $300 total. What a resource! You get a whole year of being able to study with that resource and ask the teachers and be a part of that community. I couldn't be more thrilled and excited that VI has offered that. So we'll be announcing the official rules and whatnot in the email, so make sure you're on the email list. Tell your friends. Check your email more soon. Thanks, guys. Hey, thanks for listening and supporting Fiddle Me This. All your reviews, comments, and feedback are greatly appreciated. Check out Vi Wickham's My Talent Forge. It's a great online learning platform, and Portland Music Company is the bomb. Stop by if you're in the area. Order some new strings online. Hey, I'm JT, and I can't wait to come back and share some music with you. Cheers.
This has been a Podland Productions production. Podland Productions is a podcast production company and more. For more information, go to podland.productions. While you're there, become a member or join our email list.
Podland Productions.